There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
The 2024 presidential campaign features two candidates who are very well known to Americans. And yet, there's complexity at every turn. Criminal trials for one of those candidates. Young voters who are angry. The Campaign Moment podcast from The Washington Post gives you what matters. I'm Aaron Blake, and I'm covering my 10th election cycle. My colleagues and I have insights that you won't find anywhere else. So follow The Campaign Moment right now, wherever you're listening.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Oh, yeah. It is the Odd Couple. I'm Chris Broussard alongside my partner,
Rob Parker.
And we are broadcasting live from the TireRack.com studios.
We'll do it live.
TireRack.com is the way tire buying should be. And this right here, the Odd Couple, is the way sports talk radio should be. So keep it locked here for the next 3 hours on Fox Sports Radio, the iHeartRadio app, or Sirius XM Channel 83, however you may be listening. We got Antonio Daniels,
wow,
the NBA champion, joining us in about 30 minutes. You do not want to miss that. That said, let me welcome in my partner, Rob Parker. What's up, man?
What's happening, Mr. Chris Broussard? Happy Magic City Monday to you.
Yes, happy Monday to you, my man. Everything good?
Yes, today was the last day of classes for me at USC. Still got a couple more days to work, and the final is May 6th, but Chris, that's it.
Well, congratulations.
Yes, the maiden voyage of baseball writing is all in the books. Yes, semester. And guess who I had on today as a Zoom guest today? Tom Verducci.
Okay.
Verducci.
Okay.
He did a great job with the kids. So thanks to Tom Verducci from Sports Illustrated, MLB Network, and Fox Sports. All good. And Rob G.
He doing any stuff for MLB, bro?
No. No. No room at the end. How's that, Chris? Rob G's wearing that sporty Odd Couple Jordan Fox Sports Radio jacket. You have one of those. That's might be one of the best ones. Rob G, right? Is that not one of the best ones you ever got out of all the ones you got from me?
It's definitely my favorite. Yeah. You know, because I spoke to the youth of America today at a local community college.
That's right, Rob G.
I had to wear Odd Couple gear just in case.
Rob G, talking to the kids, did they throw paper at you?
No, out of the 8 students, at least 4 of them were awake the whole time, which is
so
nice.
So is that what it was? Was it 8?
There's supposed to be a class of 12, but because of Coachella weekend, apparently they had a very low attendance rate.
Coachella.
So there was only eight
students there. You know, Rob G is stocky, so he rolling there mean mugging. Ain't nobody messing with him.
Did they ask any questions?
They did.
Good.
Actually, and you know what? One of them, a blast from the past, knows and is friendly with Deb Carson, former Odd Couple Update anchor.
I never missed Deb Carson.
Where Deb is she? I haven't heard from Deb in a long time.
So that was wild to hear. Yeah,
Chris, let's just leave it alone.
No, I like Deb.
Nobody said I like her
no
too.
No beef with Deb, you know? But all right. Well, we got the Odd Couple crew here. The super producer, obviously, Rob G in the house. On the ones and twos. That's right. The man, the myth, the legend, DJ Alex Tyshirt, a.k.a. Alex the Vegan. And Rob, he's here all week, so we get a special treat this week.
Well, don't
week.
Get used to this, Chris, because I will be gone next Monday, okay?
Of course you will. Of course.
All good. Anytime, any chance we get, right, Rob?
Exactly.
Chris?
We're just happy.
Any chance we get.
Any little bit of time.
Yes. Oh, thank you.
DJ Alex Tyshirt. On the ones and twos, you heard him a moment ago, Steve DeSager, and of course, on the social media, our man Elijah Sebunya. Rob, did you pick the Knicks? I picked the Knicks in 7. Did you pick the Knicks over the Sixers or not?
Yes, I was with you on that.
They're up 1-0, Rob. And I think we both said, look, if Joel Embiid were healthy, we would have picked the Sixers. But of course, he's not. Now, he did play 37 minutes. 29 points, 8 boards, 6 dimes. And, Rob, the Sixers were plus 14 in the 37 minutes he played, but minus 21 in the, 11 minutes that he didn't play. And therein lies the problem. And, Rob, he's playing tonight. There were question marks about him playing. He kind of re-injured his knee. Did a great play, threw the ball off the glass in traffic, caught it, dunked it, but came down, I guess, awkwardly and left the game for a little while, but came back and finished up and played, you know, as I said, played 37 minutes. So he was fine throughout the game, but he was a question mark. He is playing, and Tyrese Maxey was ill or has an illness, but he's playing through it, probably the flu or something like that. But, Rob, if I was the Sixers, I would be so frustrated with Joel Embiid. And they're legitimate injuries most of the time. You know, the knee, he's got a meniscus, he had surgery. Like, it's not like he's faking or anything. It's not like he's just soft. But he's never healthy at this time of year. And, Rob, we've talked about a lot of guys that fade in the playoffs. Of course, James Harden, most notably. We'll get to D'Angelo Russell with the Lakers, although he's not on these guys' level. But Joel Embiid, Rob, check this out. In his last 10 playoff games that he's played in, or I should say 9 that he's played in, he has only shot 50% or better once.
That's mind-boggling.
He's a 7'2", 7 feet, whatever he is, 300 pounds. And I do think, Rob, we've talked a lot. Last year's scoring average went down 10 points in the playoffs. But I'm going to be honest, I think a lot of it, and this is at this point, it's not like this is protecting him. I do think, though, a lot of it is he's always banged up. Like, tonight he's playing, but what is he? 70%? 75%? And I said last week, Rob, it's at the point where I just bake in Joel Embiid being hurt in the playoffs. Now, he may play. Generally, he'll miss a game or two. The only one time in his several years in the playoffs, Rob, has he ever played every playoff game. And that was in 2020, but they only played 4 games. They got swept by Boston. And every other year, he's missed at least a game or two. But, Rob, even the games he plays, he's banged up. And so I'll be honest. If I were the Sixers, and because I don't think they're going to win this series with him, he'll probably miss a game or so. And I think they'll lose the series just because he's not able to be at his best. But Rob, the Sixers have tons of money under the salary cap this year. I mean, they could actually, I think, sign close to two max players. At least one, and then they'll have plenty left after that. If I weren't in that position and I were the Sixers, I probably would start shopping Joel Embiid. And even because the reason I won't now is because I want to see, you know, can we add, maybe trade, you know, when you're that far under the cap, you can make really, it helps you with trades too. So can we trade for a Donovan Mitchell? Can we sign a Paul George? I don't think they'll go after LeBron necessarily, but if I was just trying to win it next year, go all in, I would go after him. I don't think he'll go there. But my point is, Rob, I want to see what I can get to put around Embiid this summer. But even that being the case, Rob, my phone is call me. Some other team out there, any of you teams, call me. I'll listen. And I'll listen in earnest. I'm not saying I'll trade him. I'm not saying I'll do anything like that, but call me and let's see what you're willing to offer. Because, Rob, I just don't think, and I'm not even blaming it on him, but I don't think he's going to be healthy at this time of year, ever.
It's hard for you. I hear your case you're making, but to think somebody will never be healthy and the whole idea, if you're the Sixers, you're not trying to win 10 NBA championships. You're just trying to make one. You're trying to win one to justify everything that's gone on. You're trying to be like, trust the process, and they didn't trust the process, and they've made a lot of changes, and people came and went.
He's like the only one left.
I know. The process is on a wobbly leg, right, Chris, now. But you get my point is it's about trying to win a championship.
No, I agree.
And if you can just hold out hope, it's like the Clippers, the Kawhi thing.
Yeah, very similar.
It really is. Like, the Kawhi thing is like, dude, they could have easily not signed him, Chris. We know they're moving into a $1 billion arena.
Do you think they should have, not to get off on the big tangent, but I don't think they should have signed him.
I think they should have. Gosh. I do. And only because you keep saying this can't happen forever. Like, there's going to be a year, he's not an old guy, where he's going to be healthy and we'll have a real shot to win. And if you're the Clippers, with that organization, to have a player of that ilk who, it's not like he's not playing because he doesn't want to play. This is the most unbelievable thing. And the same thing with Joel Embiid. Because we see him, Chris, when he plays, he's great. He's a guy that you look at him and say, with the right stuff around him, he could win a championship for us. But then come postseason time, he's not right. And then he shrinks as well. You know what I mean?
I don't know. Do you think, I can't honestly say he shrinks because I don't know. I think a lot of it is he's never 100%. Now, you may be right too. It's on the table, but I just,
well, if you're out there playing, and we talk about it all the time, if you're hurt and you can't, if you hurt your team, sometimes you have to step to the side if you really can't, you know, play.
And he doesn't hurt him, but he's just not what
he's used to. I'm just saying, right.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't think that they can move that route, that they are going to ride
this. Well, how many teams do you think, like, he's got 3 years, about $165 million left on his contract anyway. So it's not like it's going to be easy to move anyway.
Right.
And again, I'm not shopping him. I'm just open to listening. Maybe somebody will blow my socks off.
Right.
I don't want to, but and here's why I say I don't think he'll be healthy. Because he's 30. Same with Kawhi, about 32 now, 33. Like, you don't get healthier as you get older, right? It's one thing if he were 25 and you'd be like, yeah, he's going to keep getting older, of course. But still, he's a young man. He could get a lot better. Kawhi is about to turn 33 in June. They're not going to get healthier.
No, no, no. I get it. But if you're Ballmer, Chris, with the Clippers, the owner, and you're like, he's 33. Can I get me a championship? I built this new. I just want one. And if Kawhi, okay, not healthy this year. Maybe he's healthy later on. Whatever. I don't know. But if we win next year in the new building and he's healthy, it'll be all worth it for him because A, you got to try to sell tickets with marquee players. It's a business, right?
Well, I've signed Paul George.
We always talk about it. But Paul George isn't as big of a draw. I don't think
he's not as good, but right? he's more dependable,
no, I
more
get
reliable.
That.
And he got his issues too.
Right.
And then I'm watching Harden. If Harden plays well during this series, and we'll get into him too, I would bring him back. But like Kawhi, it's not like I wouldn't have wanted to bring him back.
No, I get it.
But how about a 1-year deal? How about a 1-year and a team option?
Good luck. I hear you.
Well, okay, let's see who else.
What you're talking about makes good business sense, but it doesn't work like that, and you know it. I mean, we talk about all the time about those 1-year deals and have to prove it or whatever. It's just
We thought it would. I thought that with Kyrie, that's what they should have done.
Right, but there's
always, to Kyrie's credit, he's been great.
But there's always somebody who's going to give him the years. You know what I mean? It's just that's the
I'll say. Let me say this last thing too about Embiid, Rob, because we know he's a great jump shooter. I've always wanted him to go down low more, but I accept. I mean, he is a phenomenal jump shooter, particularly in the mid range. So I accept that that's a huge part of his game. But I do think, Rob, if as big as he is, probably moving on the perimeter the way he does puts more, stress on his joints with that size. I mean, he's not just tall. He's, like, big. And if he would go down on the block more and not have to – it's not like I expect him to just dunk on everybody like Shaq did. But just with his size, he can get the space down there, some jump hooks here and there. You don't have to run as much. You don't have to move as much. You're going to be getting fouled. Like, I would like to see him do more of that because I think that will help him health-wise. But I've been saying that for years, not so much because of his health, but just because I think he'd be effective, obviously, down there. But now I'm saying it because of his health, because hopefully it would take some of the wear and tear off. All right, we got a great one tonight. Knicks trying to take a 2-0 lead over the Sixers. Joel Embiid and Tyrese Maxey are both playing. What are your thoughts on Joel Embiid? Will he ever be healthy? Does he melt? Is this thing mental? Or is it just a guy's got bad luck, can't stay healthy, particularly come playoff time, the wear and tear of the regular season wears him down? Your thoughts next. Chris and Rob, 877-99 on Fox.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's me, 3-time Pro Bowler LeVar Arrington, and I couldn't be more excited to announce a podcast called Up On Game. What is Up On Game, you ask? Along with my fellow Pro Bowler TJ Houshmandzadeh and Super Bowl champion, yep, that's right, Plexico Burress. You can only name a show with that type of talent on it. Up On Game. We're going to be sharing our real-life experiences loaded with teachable moments. Listen to Up On Game with me, LeVar Arrington, TJ Houshmandzadeh, and Plexico Burress on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts from.
Get in on the playoff action and win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks as you and the world's best players take the game to a new level during basketball's postseason. Right now, you can win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks. That's right. You can now turn $10 into $1,000 on Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app. Prize Picks has something for every sports fan, from basketball and hockey to League of Legends and everything in between. With quick withdrawals, easy gameplay, and an enormous selection of players and stat types, it's easy to see why Prize Picks is the number one fantasy sports app. Just last week, I was strolling through the Prize Pick app during a commercial break, checking out the primetime basketball schedule for the night. I had been on a hot streak that week, so I figured, let me throw down $10 on a few guys and see what happens. And you know what? I turned $10 into over $200. Download the app today and use the code ODD for your first deposit match of up to $100. To get a first deposit match of up to $100, download the app today and use the code ODD. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games, like digging for treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
All right, it's the Odd Couple. Chris Broussard, Rob Parker, live from the TireRack.com studios. Thoroughbred Racing has a new independent regulator, HISA, that is implementing comprehensive reforms and the sport's combining hands-on care with cutting-edge technology to help keep its athletes safe. To learn more, visit safetyrunsfirst.com. That's safetyrunsfirst.com. 877-99 on Fox. We're talking Joel Embiid. Your thoughts?
All right, let's start, kick it off with Scott in North Carolina. You're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Scott?
What's up, Rob? Chris, how y'all doing?
Doing good. How
hey,
are you,
man,
buddy?
How are you?
I'm blessed, man. Chris, you're kind of crazy thinking you could, you know, possibly trade Joel. You know, he's a marquee guy. You know, we got to keep him in the Sixers. Not too many of those around in the league.
He ain't never healthy. I get it. I love him. I voted for him MVP last year. Well, and would have voted this year. I mean, at the time he was playing, he was MVP. But is this every year?
Yeah. But that's kind of the wrap in the playoffs. I don't think it's mentality. Because when you're on the court, he a dog. But, I mean, it's been his health. But I got Sixers winning.
The series?
Seven.
Okay.
Yeah.
You from Philadelphia?
And we're going to see Boston, too.
You from Philadelphia?
Yeah,
of course, right. Of course you do.
Yes,
he's a, I mean, that's a fact, though. We get past Dick. No. I mean, Milwaukee, they looking good.
Scott, you don't thought, I bet you thought AI and Dikembe were going to beat Shaq and Kobe,
they
too.
They beat them in game one. I watched that game. All right, thanks, Scott.
I was in the building.
I remember that. Game one, that was
were
it.
Were you
I
there?
No, I wasn't there for that one, but I remember that, Chris, very vividly.
It was great. Great performance.
Drew in New Jersey, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Drew?
Hey, guys, can you hear me now?
Yes, sir.
Yep.
Oh, sorry. So I think you should just tear this thing down.
Wow.
I applied the same – this is why. So, you know, you remember what you said, Rob, about, like, Dallas Cowboys? How many times can you throw the same thing at
right.
again? It's not working. I apply the same thing to the Clippers. I apply the same thing to the Sixers. It's just not going
to
work.
Here's the thing I'll say to you, though. I don't think you would have to tear it down. You got Tyrese Maxey. You got tons of cap room this summer. And you've got an asset in Joel Embiid that people would want. Like, I think you can reload to the point where you might be just as good as you are right now with Embiid. The difference is that your players would be more reliable in the playoffs or more durable. So I don't think you have to go to rock bottom.
What if you could get some trade capital? Say, get moved to the 2025 draft where it looks way more promising, all those players.
I mean, that's just repeating the process over. I would want to try to do something. Like, again, I'm not giving away Joel Embiid. If I would think I'm only trading him if I get back maybe a young star, not quite as good as Embiid, but if I get a young star and another, like, good player or some picks, to your point. I just think they've got some building blocks and cap room and stuff where they don't have to hit the bottom.
Nah, you don't need to go rock bottom. I'm with you, Chris. And I don't think people in Philadelphia would accept that.
Nah, you just did that, right? You'd be admitting it didn't work, and now you're trying to.
And now you're doing it again, and you want us to pay $400 for tickets while you do it? I don't think so. You can't do that. You got to try to figure it out on the fly by making moves but not giving up too much. It's a delicate balance. It really is.
Yeah. I would try with Embiid, Rob. And again, I'm not trying to trade. I'm just open to listening. Hey, maybe somebody will shock me. But Rob, maybe try to get him work. I don't know what his nutrition is. I know he used to be into, like, what, Shirley Temples or Virgin Strawberry Daiquiris or something like that. But get him more nutritionist, Rob, and try to get him to lose some weight. Heck, I think if Shaq had been out there running around on the perimeter like this, Rob, as big as Shaq was, he might have had some injury issues too.
Yeah.
Embiid is humongous.
You know what, Chris? That's a great point because, and this is what, you know, we have talked about before, if Shaq couldn't have played that game, I just don't. Right?
When he was younger, you remember he was slimmer very athletic.
But not later on his career.
But
he
got bigger but he was down low killing dudes.
Yeah.
There's no reason Embiid can't do that. All right, Antonio Daniels around the corner first.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
It's the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, live from the TireRack.com studios. Our next guest is an NBA champion, SiriusXM NBA host, New Orleans Pelicans color analyst, and Fox Sports Radio NBA analyst. He does it all. Our man, Antonio Daniels. Antonio, what's up, bro?
What's happening?
What's up, fellas? How y'all doing on this blessed Monday?
Yes. We are great,
on
brother.
A Magic City Monday. There we go.
It is so much to get to. Let's go. Let's get started. We were talking earlier about Joel Embiid. And look, he's hurt every year during the playoffs. I don't necessarily blame him. But his body just seems like he can't play like 70, 80 games a year, including the playoffs.
Right.
What was that?
He can't get right.
Right. So I'm wondering. I'm just throwing
Chris
something.
Chris is ready
out.
To move on.
No. I would listen. I'm not shopping him, but I would listen. But this is the real point I want to ask you about Antonio, and his jump shot is awesome. I've stopped saying just go down low, because he's such a great jump shooter. But I do think, Antonio, if he played more on the block, it would save some wear and tear on his joints. As huge as he is, not just tall, but actually big, do you think that it might help him if he played more on the post and wasn't always outside as much? Being that he's so big, could that help him physically?
No, here's my thing with that. Like that's one of those things, Chris. That sounds great. It sounds fantastic. It's almost like, you know, when guys get injured, And then we say things like, well, he gets injured a lot because he's explosive. If he stops right to the rim, then he wouldn't get hit as much. But you can't change, like, you can't just turn your game off like that. You are who you are. God gave you a particular skill set for a reason. Remember, everybody's always said that about Derrick Rose and Russell Westbrook.
Yep. Don't play that way, right. Yep.
Yeah, don't play downhill. Don't attack the rim. You should become more of a jump shooter. Look, you are who you are. And to actually get to that point in your career where you can say, ah, you know what, I know you blessed me with all this athleticism, all this explosiveness, and this nice touch that I have for a center, but I'm going to go ahead and change all that and go down low. It sounds great. And I'm not saying that I disagree with you, but I think that's something that's easier said than done.
I mean, he hasn't done it in his whole career, you know what I mean, for the most part. So I get it. But it just, I don't know. It's got to be exasperating for the Sixers and their fans. Because the dude is awesome, but he just can't be healthy.
And I felt like that play, and it's actually, they're showing it right now on TNT.
Yeah, I just saw it.
That play to me is a microcosm of Joel Embiid. Right? Where on one hand, you're like, oh my gosh, that was incredible.
Right.
And then on the other hand, you're like, oh my gosh, I hope he's okay.
Right.
You know what I mean? Right. So that, to me, that one play right there kind of puts in a cube the way that we view Joel Embiid. So incredibly talented, but you don't know what's going to happen on the other side.
Yep.
And let's go to the Nuggets and Lakers. I know you like the Lakers. You picked them in this series.
I didn't know you picked the Lakers.
Yeah, he did.
He did.
Wow. And not that it's just one game. This is the postseason. I'm not saying it's all over. But the Nuggets are 1-9 in a row, came back big in the second half. What did you make of that? Did that game say anything to you?
No. The thing for me, Rob, it's this time of the year brings an overreaction to game ones. One way or another. It's a given. Every playoff, it's the same thing. Like, there are people that I talk to. There are different shows that I go on where somebody will pick a certain team.
Right.
And then after game one, you go back on that show. Oh, wait. I want to change my pick after one game.
Right.
And for me, the Los Angeles Lakers, and the reason that I picked the Los Angeles Lakers is because I didn't think, and I still don't think, D'Angelo Russell can be this bad for this long against the Denver Nuggets. He's that third guy.
Man. How are the Nuggets, though, beating LeBron and AD 9 straight times? Where is that?
Well, the thing is, two guys aren't going to beat the Denver Nuggets. It's not going to happen. Because the Denver Nuggets have the best, as far as synergy goes and chemistry goes, the best starting five in basketball. So I don't care how good those two guys are, they are not beating the Denver Nuggets. Anthony Davis can be great. LeBron James can be great. But those two dudes alone ain't going to be enough against that starting five of the Denver Nuggets. Denver Nuggets right now are the best team in the league as far as the last 3-4 minutes of a game, as far as execution is concerned. They know exactly what they're looking for. They're deliberate. They're deliberate in their two-man game, right? And the guys that aren't involved in a two-man game, Aaron Gordon is in the dunker spot. KCP is spotting up. Michael Porter Jr. is spotting up. And now you put your two best players in action. They know exactly where everyone is supposed to be. LeBron and Anthony Davis ain't beating that by themselves. That's why D'Angelo Russell and Rui Hachimura and Austin Reeves and those guys are so incredibly important in this series.
Yeah, count me. I mean, I picked Denver in 6 to start the series. I think they got the Lakers' number. I do think this one's over.
And that could be true, too.
Chris, you think it's going to be 4 or 5? I mean,
I'm thinking now 5. Okay. I mean, you know, I'll stick with 6.
After
that's what
one
I picked.
Game.
But I just think, I mean, I think this is all in a context. And like Rob said, 9 straight games, Antonio. And it's not, here's the thing to me, too. It's not over a 3 or 4 year stretch like typically you might have.
Right.
This is all within the same. This is not even one full calendar year. They've played them 9 times in the last 11 months and beat them every single time.
And the games are the same, Chris, where the Lakers start great.
Right.
And then Antonio, at the end, Denver beats them at the end.
Right. But the last time, I just saw it a minute ago, the last time the Lakers beat the Denver Nuggets was almost 500 days.
Wow. Yeah. I just, how does, let me ask you this. And look, LeBron obviously is, I mean, he's seen it all and done it all. But when you've lost to a team that like nine times in a year, does that wear on you mentally? I don't care who you are.
It has to.
Yes. I would be lying to you if I told you no. I would be lying to you. Listen, the Pelicans beat the Sacramento Kings six times this season. This season alone.
Right.
And I remember earlier in this year where the Pelicans had beat them four times already. I was talking to De'Aaron Fox because I was talking about him in our open. And I said, you know what, man? I'm so sick of talking about you. And he said, man, you have no idea how sick I am of playing y'all. You know what I mean? So this weighs on guys. Yes, it weighs on guys. Like it's, I don't care what guys say. It's like, you know what? It's just another game. No, it's not.
No, I'm with you.
You understand all these numbers that we're talking about, nine times in a row, almost 500 days since the last time the Lakers have beat, like all of that stuff, you have that in the back of your mind.
We got about a minute for your last answer. Quickly, of all that you saw this weekend, what was the biggest surprise to you, if anything?
The biggest surprise for me, honestly, was the way the Dallas Mavericks came out against the LA Clippers.
Yes. What was that?
My biggest surprise. Because going into the playoffs, I thought the Dallas may have been the most dangerous team with those guys, meaning Luka and Kyrie, playing the way that they were playing. And the way that they came out against the Clippers, like, that is the last thing I expected. But I will say this, though. I was disappointed in the fact that the Dallas Mavericks, to me, seemed like they took home court for granted. It's almost like they acquiesce to it. Like, you know what? Go ahead, Clippers. Y'all can have home court because we're going to beat you guys anyway. And then they came out in game one with zero energy.
No, to be down by
30 is ridiculous. Come on, man.
Right. And they might have thought with Kawhi out.
Did they take him for granted?
That's not how a championship team should think. But
the thing is, Chris, I get it. But this isn't a game in November. So whether or not Kawhi is playing or not, that should be irrelevant. Again, this isn't a Tuesday night in L.A. in December. Like, this is game one of the playoffs. So you shouldn't need any motivation. Kawhi playing or not playing should be irrelevant to your focus and approach to that game, in my opinion.
No, I agree. I think it's not a good – because I'm with you. I thought they were a very dangerous team. I mean, after Denver, I figured they were as dangerous as anybody in the West.
Too.
And they still might be, but I don't like that, what that says about their mindset. You know what I mean? That they didn't come out with that killer instinct. Okay, Kawhi's out. Let's blast them. You know what I mean?
But then again, it's just one game, though. Because here's the thing. When game two, which is tomorrow, I believe, if Dallas goes out and they play the way that they've been playing over the last month and a half or so, they went and got what they went to LA and got the split. That's what all teams want. All you want is a split on the road.
Nah, that's the truth. All right, that's our man Antonio Daniels. Great stuff as always, brother. Thank you.
For sure. Appreciate it, fellas.
All right. It's Dame time! Or at least it was last night. That's next. All right, couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for time tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
All right, it's the iCouple live from the TireRack.com studios. If you are tired of feeling alone in your job search, what you need is one connection, just one, and it can open up the door to endless job opportunities. And that connection, of course, Express Employment Professionals. Do not go it alone. Instead, visit expresspros.com to find the location nearest you. That is expresspros.com. And our thanks to Express Pros for being the official employment agency of Fox Sports Radio's NFL draft coverage. Be sure not to miss Draft Night Live right here on Fox Sports Radio Thursday night at 8 p.m. Eastern throughout the first round of the draft. You'll have the insider Jay Glazer, former Arizona Cardinals GM Steve Keim, College Football Hall of Famer LeVar Arrington, and Big Noon Kickoff's own Rob Stone. They will have pick-by-pick predictions and analysis to every single first-round pick. That's Thursday right here on Fox Sports Radio, 8 p.m. Eastern, throughout the first round of the draft. It's all presented by Express Pros. It's time, y'all, for Shekel City.
Welcome to Shekel City, the home base for Rob Parker's daily picks against the spread.
All right, here we go, Chris. A little Shekel City. I got the Cavs minus 5.5 as my best bet hosting the Magic. They're up by 10. This was already posted hours ago, so I do have the Cavs. I'm going to take the 76ers plus 5.5, Chris, at the Garden, Madison Square Garden. It's unbelievable what they did, Chris, with the remodeling of the front of Madison Square Garden. Have you been out there lately?
I walk the train from Penn Station.
Oh, do you? But you don't go to the front.
But I'm in the back. Yeah. You're right. And I remember last year, Chris, when they were remodeling it.
It is unbelievable. It.
Really?
When I was in New York this past week, I went through the front. I could not believe.
Really?
Yeah, it looks like a new building. It looks like a brand new building. It's incredible.
Okay, I'm going to check it out.
And what they've done to the trains and the entrances, whatever, is amazing. Good. All right. So I got the Sixers, though, plus 5.5.
Madison Square Garden, Rob. Player survey said it was the
worst
arena. No, the arena they most like playing in.
Yeah,
they like visiting. You know.
Well, Chris, we talk about
41 games a year.
Right, right. Well, we always talk about it before when they darken the lights like a theater. You know what I mean? In the stage, the court is lit, so it does have that different feel to it. So it's pretty awesome.
And it's got the celebrities in the front rows. Yep. And all that stuff.
And I'm taking the Nuggets, Chris. This might be what you were thinking about. The Nuggets are 7.5 points tonight. Were you thinking about that?
No, I thought at one point. No, I knew. I thought they were 7 tonight. I knew they were.
They were 10.5 the other night.
Yeah.
10.5. So Nuggets minus 7.5. I'm taking them over the Lakers, Chris, in game 2. So Nuggets minus 7.5, Sixers plus 5.5, and the Cavs minus 5.5. And remember, I'm not telling you who to bet on. I'm telling you who I bet on.
Well, Rob, a lot of people bet on the Indiana Pacers to take out the Milwaukee Bucks in game one.
Not so quickly.
You didn't? You bet on Milwaukee?
Man, No. I'm just saying about the Pacers.
Wow. I still think the Pacers can win the series, but they were shell shocked early. Damian Lillard robbed 35 points.
He
in
showed
the
up.
First half.
He showed
yes,
up.
He did. And good for him.
He showed out.
Yep. Didn't score in the second half, but didn't need to. They still won going away. But I think that's a series, and it really was a tale of two point guards. And Tyrese Halliburton, Rob, he early in the season was one of the best point guards.
He was unstoppable. All they talked about was
phenomenal. And then he got hurt, hamstring injury. Probably came back early because he wanted to try to make all NBA. You know, that means a lot of – that's a several tens of millions of dollars on your contract if you make all NBA. I don't know if he'll make it or not. I didn't put him on my third team.
The second half wasn't good enough.
Yeah,
it just wasn't.
But he was terrible yesterday. Only 9 points. Only took 7 shots. So he's going to have to be better. If he can't be very, very, very good, borderline great, they can't beat Milwaukee, even without Giannis. He's going to have to be phenomenal because he's their engine. He's the reason they run and score so much and beat teams in transition. So he's going to have to get on top of his game. But Rob, young kid, and hopefully it was a learning experience for him.
Oh, yeah. That's just one game. You can't be like that. You just got to bounce back. And he can't play again. I mean, we just heard Antonio say, can't play that poorly again, Chris. He's way better than that.
Right. All right. Well, the Clippers, Rob, they look great this weekend. We'll get into that in the next hour. Keep it locked. It's the Odd Couple.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.